AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government faces a partial shutdown at midnight if Congress doesn't act. The Senate has passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill, and there is debate today in the House. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett says the Senate bill is full of garbage.
What are we spending Americans' hard-earned money on, you ask? Well, I'll tell you a little bit of it. Over $45 billion for Ukraine, when Europe should be carrying the burden of these costs. That's $100 billion total.
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer says the bill is not full of garbage. And when it comes to Ukraine...
Reporters asked me, Mr. Speaker, how much are you willing to spend to defend Ukraine? And my response, Mr. Speaker, whatever it takes.
The House is expected to pass the budget bill. Military forces around the world will no longer be required to get the coronavirus vaccine after the mandate was lifted from an $858 billion defense spending bill passed by Congress and signed into law today by President Biden. 2 days before Christmas, there are flight delays in homes without power from a powerful winter storm. Richard Otto at the National Weather Service says there is a lot in the mix.
It's going to be a quick changeover to snow, and then temperatures are going to fall. So any of that liquid that's on the ground has the potential to freeze and then become slick.
In Maine, gusts approaching 70 miles per hour are reported along the coast. Atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire, the tallest peak in the Northeast, the winds topped 130 miles per hour. And it's not just on the East Coast. All bus service was suspended in the greater Seattle area today because of an ice storm. He helped perfect the sound of Philadelphia. Grammy-winning producer, writer, and arranger Tom Bell has died. He was 79. Bell worked with the Spinners, Stylistics, Delphonics, and other groups. This is AP News. Afghanistan's Taliban Minister of Education is defending the ban on women from universities.
Discussing the matter for the first time on Afghan TV, Education Minister Nida Mohammad Nadim said the recent ban was necessary so that men and women don't mix in university. Nadim said the mixing of genders was against Sharia law. He also said the ban was in response to a disregard of a dress code. After 18 months of hijab order, the hijab was not observed. They were wearing makeup and wearing dresses like they're going to a wedding ceremony. Nadim opposes female education, saying it's against Islamic and Afghan values. The most recent ban has triggered a global backlash, with countries such as Turkey and Saudi Arabia opposing the move. I'm Karen Chamas.
CEO Elon Musk says he won't sell any more shares in Tesla for 18 months or more, likely an attempt to comfort shareholders after Musk bought Twitter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.